Praise the Lord. Glory to God. As we are in a new time where we are very close to the rapture, I have chosen this subject today. The subject is rapture, and the Bible text is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Amen. When we talk about the rapture, some people, they confuse the rapture with the second coming of Christ. And many are afraid and say it is a sad message. But actually it is a happy message. A happy message for those who go, who are taken up, but it's a sad message for those who remain here, who stay here, who are left behind. The word rapture does not appear in the Bible. It's not in the Bible, the word rapture. But we have several references which talk about it. Praise God. The rapture is an incident that will take place in the twinkling of an eye. It's not an ongoing process like the second coming. The second coming of Jesus is a process. So the whole process of end time is a vast process. In the book of Revelation, we have many judgments of God, and they all happen at once. Revelation is a book of prophecy. We have to understand what prophecy is. Some prophecy is for our time, for our own spiritual growth, and other prophecy is about future events. To understand the future prophecy, you have to study what is for the first coming of Jesus and what is for the second coming of Jesus. Sometimes prophecies are in one verse, but they are two different things which are thousands of years apart from each other. There can be 1,000 years between it, or 2,000 years. This is the case in the Old and in the New Testament. Let us understand the difference between the rapture and the second coming of Jesus. There are many references about the second coming of Jesus Christ. The first one is in Mark. In Mark chapter 13, verse 26. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Praise the Lord. Jesus is speaking about his second coming. All the ascension of Jesus, while the disciples were looking into the sky, it says in Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. Acts chapter 1 verse 10 and 11 says, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as he saw him go into heaven. Jesus will come back as it has been prophesied in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Before he is coming, there will be the rapture and the 7 years of tribulation. The rapture, in our opening verse in 1 Thessalonians, it says, we shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. First, the dead in Christ will be raised, and we shall be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air. So, who shall be raised and who shall be caught up? The subject is so big that I can only give you an outline. We don't have enough time to go through it all. The subject is, now the rapture is talking about the church. It says those who are dead in Christ will die, will rise first. Now the church was birthed on the day of Pentecost. Those righteous people in the Old Testament will not be raised at this time. They will be raised late in a later time. Those who died before Jesus will be raised when all the dead will be raised. So, who will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air? It's we who are Christians now today. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So, you can call yourself a Christian, but you will not be caught up if you don't do the will of the Father. Many who may attend church or may not attend the church, they will be left behind. It's the church that will be caught up. That means those who are in Christ and do the will of the Father. After the rapture, we will be in heaven at the wedding feast of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody asked me, what about children? Are all the children raised? No. When we study the Bible, you see that the children will share the same fate as their parents. So that means, if you are an obedient parent, obedient to the Father, your little children will be taken up together with you. If you do not accept, if you are not obedient to God, you will not be raptured, and your children will stay with you where you are. All the children who are able to respond themselves, they will get what they decided for. So the rapture is not the second coming of Jesus, because he will not return at this time. We are being caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That means he's not here. We are going up to be with him. Why is it so important to be raptured? The Bible speaks in different passages about the time after the rapture, which is called the tribulation. And even the tribulation is divided into two parts, 3.5 years and 3.5 years. It's the time between the rapture of the church and the second coming of Jesus. The book of Daniel speaks of 70 weeks. A year week is 7 years. The angel Gabriel, he appeared to Daniel and told him what is going to happen in the future. And so we read in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city. 70 weeks. And he's talking about 70 times 7 years. It is described as these 7 years, which have not yet happened, are described differently from the other 69 weeks. We read in Daniel 9, 27. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. This text is talking about the 70th week, which are the 7 years of tribulation. The Antichrist will rule for 7 years, appearing straight after the rapture. Those who are not raptured, they will be left behind to experience the terrible time of dictatorship of the Antichrist and terrible judgment of God. Jesus spoke to his disciples about this in Matthew 24. Verse 21 to 22 it says, "For then there will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days are shortened, no flesh will be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." I don't wish anybody to be left behind at the rapture. The worst thing you experience on earth are no match with what is going to happen. It's a time when the Antichrist will rule in the name and the power of Satan. There will be world currency, but no cash with you, because it's all in the chip which is implanted under your skin. You cannot pay, buy, or sell without accepting the mark of the beast. The Bible says, whoever accepts this sign will go to hell. There will be no pardon. That means you cannot pay your house rent, which means they throw you out, you're living on the street. You cannot buy food, and food will be shortened anyway. No petrol for your car, no car repairs, no salary, nothing. You're out of currency. You are under absolute control. Everyone is under control. Of control of who you are, what you like, control of your health condition, control of your vaccination status, and everything. Economy will be ruled by the Antichrist, and he will destroy economy in the world. At the same time, there will be war all over. Even in our streets, military and police will patrol and shoot everybody who is not doing what they want. Pandemics will be everywhere. Natural catastrophes, many things. Whoever belongs to Christ will be persecuted and killed. I told you before, the church will be raptured before that. But still people, when they see that many Christians have gone, they become Christians at that time, but they will be persecuted. Since you cannot buy and sell, you live in poverty. You may live in the forest. I don't think anybody will take you in Because it is too dangerous to take any Christian into your house. Jesus said, it is a time unequal. If the days were not shortened, nobody would survive. Nobody would survive. That they that are were left behind will experience all this. So I don't wish anyone to have to experience this time. At the same time, those who were raptured will be feasting in heaven. Anyone who has a choice to be there, anyone has a choice to be there. Just fulfill the obligations. After 7 years, Jesus will return in person and reign in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. With him are we who have been raptured. We will come back with him to rule and to judge the world. With him will come all those who have been raptured. According to we will do whatever has been assigned for us to do. At this time, the nations will be judged. Not the individual people, but the nations. The individuals will be judged later. The Antichrist and the false prophet will be thrown into the lake of fire, and Satan will be imprisoned for 1,000 years. While the world will be in turmoil, everyone will see the coming of the Lord. I don't know if that is physically or if it is by TV or whatever transmission. Everybody in the world, everybody will see how he is coming into the world. We read in Revelation chapter 1 verse 7. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him, even so. Amen. Amen. The world which is destroyed and in trouble will be set right by Jesus when he comes to rule in Jerusalem. When is this going to happen? After Jesus ascended to heaven, the early believers thought that the return would be very soon during their lifetime. When you read the epistles of Paul, you see in the first ones that he wrote, he believed the same. The later epistles, you see, he understood that the second coming will be later on. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 36, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Here, he clearly says nobody can know the time of his coming. He didn't say nobody knows the time of the rapture. Nobody knows the time of his coming. So, Jesus said also, when you see the signs, you know the time is near. Now in Luke chapter 21, verse 29 to 31, it says, then he spoke to them in a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. And now we are in this time. We can know that the rapture is at hand. While the coming of Jesus is not known, we can understand that the rapture and the coming tribulation are only a short time ahead. While many believed that the rapture would take place at a much earlier time, The situation in the world has never been as it has been today. All the things in technology with chips and everything was not possible before, but now it is. So we see things are happening, which is a setting of the stage. The world is looking for a world ruler. Because there are so many problems in the world, and they're looking for a world ruler that will be the Antichrist. They want the world currency. We are going away from dollar. Now they are preparing a different currency. The Pope is trying, the Catholic Pope, is trying to unite all world religions. People are put in fear about COVID. Now, in many places, especially in America, they have to wear masks again. People talk about climate crisis, about pandemics, and many other things. Because fearful people you can control and you can manipulate. So they try to impart fear into people's lives. The turning away from God is terrible. With LGBT and crimes and religious freedom being cancelled. Unless you do research yourself, you don't know all the things that are going on in the world today. You have to research and find out. You have to think and ask the Holy Spirit to show you. I cannot tell you at this point, otherwise Facebook and YouTube will cut me off. But you research yourself. Nations come together in new constellations. In new constellations. Economy, which is being destroyed, and still we have aftershocks of the first lockdown. In our village, we had two bakeries. Now, both bakeries went bankrupt. There are three online computer shops where I was a customer, and this week they got bankrupt. They're closed, all three of them. So wherever you go, you see shops being closed down. If you walk through the streets of the city, you see here and there signs, shop is closed. This is one of the signs of the soon coming rapture and tribulation. Why am I telling you this? I don't want anyone to be left behind. Many are indifferent to the signs and think things will come as they come. They're just indifferent. The time is serious, and we must be aware there is not much time left. Personally, I believe that the rapture will take place in October next year. But whether that is true or not doesn't matter. The fact is that the signs point to the very soon rapture, and we have to be ready for it. We won't be in that group that is taken up to meet the Lord in the air. Nothing can hold us back in this world where the devil begins to reign straight after the rapture. So do not be fooled. Do not be deceived by your own wishes and what other people may say. Maybe you have wishes for your future. You make plans of what you would like to do. You see your children. You would like your children to grow up. You want to see them. You want to see your great-grandchildren. But I tell you, when we are raptured, when we are in heaven, it's much greater than anything that you can experience in this world. If you want to know more about the rapture and tribulation and second coming, you have to study the Bible. Many Old Testament prophets, they were, all their message was foretelling things that are still going to happen today. Then, of course, Jesus, he spoke about the last time. And so did the apostles. Today, we have reached the time. And during our lifetime, the rapture will take place. Are you ready? Will you be in that flight into the sky where Jesus is waiting for you? Or will you be left behind to experience the terrible time that Jesus said is unequal to anything? As believers, we know you will be there. It will be glorious, more than anything else that you have ever experienced, more glorious than anything in the whole world. And rejoice to see Jesus face to face. Rejoice for the glorious crown that you will receive. It will be a glorious time. It will be a wonderful time to be in heaven and be away from all the trouble in this world.